Hello, and welcome to Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. I am John, the games master, if you will, but in space. This is a weird week, isn't it? Lockdown 2 in the UK. America is happening. So here's some us being silly. In space, well, in pretend space. We're not really in space. That'd be insane. Fun, though. I don't know how you'd roll a dice in space, would it? It wouldn't land. I guess you'd have to use a dice roller like on a tablet or D&D Beyond. So, thanks for coming back and listening to Esposito. We really appreciate that. You guys are our best friends. We're very lonely. Don't forget to rate the podcast or leave us a review, or both, if you're feeling generous. And yeah, enjoy the end of the world. Peace.
Have ever met two other Aarons?
Kat says Aaron's a naughty boy name.
Oh. She does.
She just works with naughty boys and they're all
stop describing them as naughty boys.
I'm thinking of the WWF tag team, the Nasty Boys.
Oh, great.
Easy mistake to make.
I've just googled the Nasty Boys and they're called Brian Knobs and Jerry Sags.
Yeah, they were.
I'm a massive fan of.
I've not thought about the Nasty Boys in years. They were like the early 90s.
The gimmick was that of anti-self-defense, specializing hardcore wrestling and brawling.
They were really fucking
They were noted for the distinctive old black street look.
Can you imagine if they opened like a legal firm? Yes, I'm being represented by Knobs and Sacks.
Oh god, that's so good.
The distinctive mullet hawk haircut.
I mean, the mullet hawk is a perennial classic. I had the action figures for these guys.
Of course you did.
I had loads of them. I had loads of WWF little action figures.
Yeah, I had a Stone Cold Steve Austin, I think. A little squat Stone Cold. Or was he WWE? When did it change to that? Or is that...
He was WWF, but he was a bit later than the Nasty Boys.
Did they really have to change their branding because the wildlife charity threatened to sue them? I remember hearing that when I was at school.
I didn't know that was the reason.
I don't know if it is. Like, I just heard that.
I think it genuinely was from the looks of things.
Really?
Stone Cold defeated by a panda.
Yeah, sue the company for unfair trade practices related to the company's merchandising efforts.
Off.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Welcome to the wrestling podcast.
Daffing.
WWP.
Anyway, yeah. I'm going to hurry us along to Esposito for fear of what else will be said. So in the last session, you guys finished going along the corridor that you'd gone along before. You found a large chamber that housed Zamoron fighters, and there were workers doing all sorts of things. It looked like they were building a Saurian core engine at the base of this chamber. You briefly debated whether or not you should jump down, and then realized there was no way out from the bottom, so...
Then the DM categorically told you that was a bad idea.
Yeah, because he didn't want to spend the next three sessions DMing you trying to climb out.
It genuinely would have taken a whole session.
It would have been awful. It would have just been so dull.
In fact, if I were you, I would have just lied and installed stairs.
You know what? There was a part of me that was like, I could just put a fucking entrance.
Just say the stairs.
Say the entrance and I'll move all the rooms that you've not been into to somewhere else along there. But I also didn't want to do that. That seemed like a lot of work.
Sorry, I dragged you on a tangent again.
Yeah, it's easy to do. So having discovered this pseudo engine room / hangar bay, you left, you went into another room that had a door, and you discovered what is essentially the Zamoron equivalent of a research and development space. You killed a couple of Zamoron soldiers, and then with a very effective persuasion, you convinced all of the workers slash scientists that were in there to leave, taking advantage of their hive mind, unintentionally, but still that's what you did. It also sort of paused the soldiers, which allowed you to slaughter them. And then I think, was it Dora and Hud that just started shooting them in the back whilst they were leaving?
It was mainly me.
And Dumas reeling from the guilt of shooting Todd in the head.
No, no, I refute that. I refute that. And if we're starting on that, I'm just going to talk over you. Yeah, actually, it doesn't work. It's a multi-track recording. My threats are empty.
But I mean, it can. It'd be bad podcasting there.
There was no guilt. Zero guilt about Todd.
No, I accept that. And I also, as a benevolent lord of your world, I assign no blame.
He just sows the seeds in other people's heads.
Yeah.
Like any good Inception god would.
So what real god does? Just, you know, just, I'm not here. I just sow the seed, what happens? You're bad people.
Pretty sure that's an episode of Futurama.
Probably.
Yeah, when Bender meets God. And he says something along the lines of, if you are really a god, no one will know if you've done anything at all. Or something like that.
Wasn't that bass players?
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Tom Kirk, I'm in for the bass of the world. Shit.
You did that, and then you found some exciting things that you've now got. So you've got the two biogel canisters, doses. I keep saying canisters. I prefer canisters. Two biogel canisters. The flamethrower unit, the confinement module, the anabolic compound, and the nanotech climbers, and the environmental pocket.
So who's having what, then?
Well, I do like the look of that shiny sphere thing.
You guys have at it. Nothing here kind of piqued my fancy. Maybe some of the biogel canisters.
Which one's the shiny sphere?
That's the confinement module.
Okay, cool. The climbers are pretty useless to me. The compound should go to someone who's our big old melee, surely.
We have a melee.
I was going to say, who is our big old melee?
Oh, we don't have a melee, do we?
I mean, I'm the closest thing we've got to our tank.
Yeah. I only use dex, so. Oh, wait. With a finesse weapon, you can choose to attack with strength. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can with range, though.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good thing to give to me. I'm happy to see this as a bit of a truce, Dumas. I will relinquish my hold on that shiny sphere thing and potentially take the climbers.
What we'll say, Doris, I appreciate that. But if you want the containment module, I think you should have it. But the gesture is much appreciated. I do take it on board.
I think it's time to move on. I think that's what the traitor Todd, as he shall be known from now on for no reason whatsoever, would have wanted. And yes, I think I'll take the sphere.
I mean, let's be honest. Do you remember that guy? None taken. God.
A chill wind runs through the room you're in, and you just hear on the wind, none taken.
Oh, shut up, Todd.
God, actually, you know what? I won't say it, but fuck it. I'm glad he's dead.
I never liked him anyway. Eyes too close together. Always looked like he was about to murder a child.
You need to decide which Todd he is. No, actually, you don't. That's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't know me. So, none of it's massively geared towards my style, particularly. The flamethrower could give me a bit of a better option when I'm up close rather than sniping or shooting.
Makes sense.
I had to be sensible for you, Dumas. I mean, you're very good at picking things off from afar. And if they get close, an extra deterrent would be useful.
If you end up fighting a group, gives you a way out. I've got my shotgun for that, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm happy with that, or... To be honest, I don't think any of them fit massively into too much my style, so I'm happy for other people to take the pick if they can have better use of them.
I'll take a canister of the bio foam, was it? Or was it liquid?
It's a gel. It was neither a foam nor a liquid. It sort of exists in a liquid and solid state. I guess closer to liquid than solid, but still. You've come across it.
I'll be encountering the same substance tomorrow morning after this.
So what's the effect of the gel then?
I mean, it's in the Discord chat, but I'll say it again.
Oh, sorry. it's fine. I'll look in the chat.
It heals 2d8 plus 2 points, and you cease to be poisoned and cured of any disease.
Okay, cool.
It is though Rebook would really like the climbers. I don't know. He likes climbing things. He likes sleeping in vents. This will make it easier for you.
I appreciate the gesture. This would be... Yes, I feel like Spider Book could be a new thing for me to explore.
Like an anthology of spiders. Aaron, by the way, the biojog, although it's got two doses, it comes as one object. So you'll have both of them.
Okay, are you guys happy for me to have that?
I imagine it's like a little sort of alcohol hand gel.
It does actually so that you can rub it on you. So actually, I guess I was thinking of it more of a hyperspray, but I think maybe an alcohol hand gel is more accurate.
And he's got to stand there like this while it operates.
You could swallow it if you want.
Got to buy me a drink first.
Because if you get the light on the inside or the disinfectant on the inside, then maybe we can explore that.
Yeah, maybe we could look into that. Seems like a good idea.
So what we've got left is the environmental pocket. Giggity. That actually is really cool.
Okay, sorry guys, I'm in light armor, so I can't use the flamethrower.
Well, I've got medium armor, so I could swap the flamethrower attachment for the bio gel, if you like.
Keep both, mate. You're more in the thick of it.
Yeah. Is there anyone who's not got any sort of healing spells? Healing talents, techniques?
I don't, but I don't...
Yeah, you should have the healing gel then. Because I've got my second wind that can heal me.
You could be useful for healing others with it because you can do a damage action and get to someone and use your action to heal them.
That's very true. As the specialist, I can get in and out with that. So that's actually really handy. Good thinking. God. Benevolent DM.
I will take the flamethrower mod.
And then I hammer it into your face. Some could say I presented to you in stone tablets, but...
Right, so back to that big pit room. We're going to the bottom. I don't care if I don't see any doors.
So it's just the environmental pocket. Personally, I think Aaron should take it just because he's the only one that's died in a vacuum so far.
And I'll do it twice, goddammit.
I can't yet, but I'm pretty confident at some point soon I'll learn a spell to do that. So I'll probably be okay.
It regains its charges as well. It's pretty awesome.
I'll take it if no one else wants it.
Yeah, go for it, mate. You're in the line of fire most. You're most likely to guard a bulkhead.
Okie dokie.
I mean, if it looks like someone else needs it, you can always pass it around.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the tacit vote of confidence, but hey, whatever.
Well, this is why you need it. You'll be fine. Whatever.
I mean, if anything, it suggests they don't want to lose you, so...
That's also nice.
Dora fires a psychic blast at the wall behind him.
Why'd you do that, Dora?
Oh, I was joking. I thought you might, flinch or something. Even though there's no space on the other side of that wall, it was a trick! A mere trick! A mere fancy!
Are you drunk?
Fucking yes! How many times?
I thought you established this, Adora, she consistently is.
I just thought you might have, sobered up, and then this is a thing that you do when you do that, or it's just, But fair enough. I can put it down to the booze, it's fine.
Just waiting when you get back on the Golden Rose and I start firing shit all over the place.
You're going to blow up your own ship for a practical joke while I'm on the other ship that I drive. Oh, wait, we sent it back.
You really need to clean the rec room, Dora, to disgrace.
Oh, no, that's my, that's what we're supposed to do in it. We're supposed to wreck things. Yeah. Wreck room.
Wreck room with a W.
I feel like there's been misunderstanding.
What do you mean? I don't write comment. I don't give a shit.
Hey, it's her ship. She can do what she wants with it.
When you find my shit in your vent, it wasn't me. Okay.
Ruby leans over to Hood and says, I'd like to request a transfer.
You had your chance. You made your vent, now sleep in the filth.
I didn't make the filth.
I don't care.
So that's about all there is in this room. Some corpses and some empty containers and some fancy-looking equipment that you tried to use but can't.
I think it's time we pressed on.
I agree. Let's go down.
That's not an option in this room.
Well, why did we even come in here?
Because there was a locked door, I think.
I mean, that is literally why we came in here. I think there is a way down just outside this room, though, right?
Yeah, back in the central chamber, there are two rooms that you've not explored and a tunnel going down.
Cool, cool, cool. Shall we head down?
I like that I was pointing because that will carry well.
In this visual medium.
Ladies and gentlemen, John pointed downwards. That is downwards.
No. I pointed slightly down to the right and slightly up and to the left to point where the other rooms that you've not been in are. And then I pointed down to suggest a downward trajectory of the tunnel.
Because he showed us his guns.
His lats, as I believe they are known.
I was pointing to the various gun shows within the location.
He was displaying his AK-47.
Turns out Zamaron are gun nuts. Who knew?
Well, let's go to the gun show.
So back to where we were. You've divvied up the stuff that you found in the room, and you're planning on going back into the central chamber. So you do that. It's so easy. You're back in the central chamber. There's the tunnel in the floor. Almost directly opposite you, there's an opening that leads into a room, and then almost directly above you, about 50 feet, there's another tunnel.
Dumas just goes down. He's not even waiting for debate. He's going down.
Slut!
On the floor! What?
Next thing you know.
That's not what I was doing, but I'm so glad you went there.
He went down, 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 down.
Oh god, he's short as well. Sure, he got low.
See, what happened there was, John, is I tried to avoid all this. I tried for your sake more than anyone else. Like,
think of the children.
I'm the worst one for it.
Like, I tried to see if we could circumvent all these shenanigans. And you know what? You dragged us right back in. You are...
Tom, all we're circumventing in this place is all of John's meticulously laid out material.
This is like the time when John accidentally gave us a magic carpet, spent about
five hours
designing a forest, like a whole
forest of horror that we flew over.
We were just like laughing. It's like, wow, can you imagine if we'd walked through that? It looks terrible in there. One of us could have died.
For everyone listening on your phones or your computers or wherever the fuck you listen, sorry, that was aggressive. Wherever you listen, I apologize. I was DMing a game set in the realm of Tal'Dorei, and I put a magic carpet into a tower, expecting the magic carpet to be destroyed, but it wasn't. And then they found it. I also kind of expected that if it wasn't destroyed, they wouldn't find it. It was quite hard to find, but they found it. They just took that rug, and it turned out to be a magic carpet, and then they flew over a forest that I spent an entire day that I should have been working designing.
Tal'Dorei, for when D&D isn't niche enough.
Well, that's not even niche. Like, I would say that about 95% of people that play D&D know what
Tal'Dorei is. Ever.
It is the mainstream of D&D.
It is the mainstream of D&D. You can't really play it without... Like, you might not like it, but you're aware of it.
I mean, I think most people... I mean,
Tal'Dorei.
It's hard not to like it.
It's the football of D&D.
It's almost passé.
Don't say that. Don't. No, I don't like that.
And for Americans, what I mean is it's the English soccer of D&D. Okay. So, is anyone following Dumas, or is it...
Yes, but stealthily.
Dumas, are you moving stealthily?
I mean, I tend to if I'm going anywhere alone.
All right.
I don't tend to bother if people are with me because they'll fuck it up.
I mean, I guess everyone that wants to move stealthily can roll a stealth check. Anyone that doesn't can just ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah.
Can I just hang back and wait for D-Mass to do his thing?
Yeah, you can. Nothing's stopping you from doing that. The workers are still sort of busying themselves away on this central column in this chamber. And as you've experienced with many of the workers, they don't seem to be paying you any mind.
I don't know how much time has passed since we started moving down these tunnels, but I might still have Pass Without Trace active.
Their Pass Without Trace has expired by this point.
Okay.
Well, gonna fuck it up for everyone then. Yep. 8.
I was just gonna hang back. We're all stealthy. Oh, 4.
27.
27 plus 20, plus 24, was that, HUD?
No, just 4.
All right, sorry, yeah. Rebook, what did you get?
23 for Rebook and a 26 for the drone.
Does your drone just stay out constantly then? It doesn't, like, go back in and chill?
It should do, but I've been using it very badly. It's essentially like an animal companion.
Yeah, it's a creature that is permanently there, essentially. I've started putting it in so that I know it's going to be there in a fight so that I can remind you to roll initiative for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that the same with my drone? Or, I like the idea that it's just like resting on my back somewhere and just like chilling.
Your drone is more sort of a utility, like it rests on your belt until you want to use it.
Yeah. Because I'm a hunter, it's like a D&D ranger, having an animal companion.
What about my Kestrel?
Arkes.
What about Arkes?
Is it called Fax?
Fax. Oh my god, it is now.
Ah, Fax!
Hey, up our Fax.
Remind me of your Kestrel again.
Shut up, Fax. Show us the meaning of pissed.
For the viewers out there, sorry, the listeners out there, Tom's currently drinking a litre of Danish 10% bitter?
No, it's
I wouldn't call it bitter.
It's got a Viking on it.
It's got a Viking. I'm sure it says from Denmark at the top.
It's super strength lager. It's
super strength lager. It's called Fax, F-A-X-E.
It's available in all good bookstores.
And also B&M.
Tom, you have a Kestrel? I feel like... What?
I have a Kestrel.
Did I know about this?
Yes, I asked you about it.
It has been mentioned, but I've been too pissed to remember.
I don't use it very often. He sits on my shoulder and whispers sweet nothings.
Is it like a familiar?
Yes, it's
very familiar. We all know it.
Is it like the owl from Clash of the Titans?
Oh, yes. But drunk.
It's all coming together.
In that case, your Kestrel Fax is... I guess wherever the fuck you want your Kestrel Fax to be. It could be on your arm, on your shoulder, could be sort of flying silently above you.
I don't have a weird robot companion except for me.
I don't think Tom's is robot. I think Tom's is made fuck of saurium. Tom, is yours made of... Is Dumas made of saurium?
Yes, yeah. First name is Philomena. Philomena Fax. Or Philo for short.
Did you get that from multiclassing?
Yes, a spell I'd know.
A talent.
Space spell, yeah, talent.
Yes, okay, cool. Sorry, I don't know, like, it definitely rang a bell, which is why I knew you weren't just being a dick.
No, I wasn't being a dick.
It definitely rang a bell, so I was like, I'm sure that's actually a real thing, I really don't remember it.
But it looks exactly like what Rebook has just posted.
I guess I don't remember because it's never come up before.
I don't tend to use it. The thing is with familiars, people always rave on about them and then say, oh yeah, they can always use the help action to give you constant advantage. And that feels like the cheesiest fucking thing that...
Yeah, that should be.
I hate it when people talk about that.
I think that's the reason we don't allow the lucky feet. We shouldn't be allow that as a...
Yeah, that's cheap.
Outfalls go, no bullshit.
Although, if any of our listeners use that tactic, then we love you guys.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't. I think you're a dick.
I don't judge you at all for your lazy choices.
See, I only really use familiars for things like...
Scouting.
Exploring or getting places I can't go or things like that.
he says as he scouts down a tunnel on his own with his familiar on his shoulder.
What? He's stealthier than the fucking thing.
Yeah, that's fair. So you head down the tunnel and it ends fairly abruptly, about 25 feet in, with a sealed door. Unlike the other doors you've encountered, this has no security panels of any kind. It's almost completely smooth. The other doors that you've seen have sort of got a standard battleship grey kind of colouring. This one is kind of a glossy black, and it's very smooth, with a small circle indenture with some smaller holes inside.
Does it look like the kind of thing that one would need to slot some form of key into?
Yes, it does look a little bit like a keyhole.
Okay, did we pick something like that up at some point? I feel like we did pick up a key, didn't we?
Yeah, off the Titan or whatever his name. What is it called?
Centurion.
Centurion?
There's a metal disc. Does that look like it'll fit in the...
Yes, it does. I'm not going to labour that point too much.
Okay, well, I'll beckon whoever has that over. I'll hang back a little bit and I will aim my sniper rifle at the door, ready for it to open with something on the inside.
And Reboot's going to insert the metal disc.
Oh yeah, I stand back and ready my action to throw a psi blast as well, if any enemies come through.
Breach. Oh. I load a phosphorus round into my sniper rifle.
Ooh.
One of two that you have.
It is actually one of two that I have.
It's the adamantium, Mike, but don't labour that point.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's a good point. Should we spend 10 minutes talking about the adamantium bullets and how many we have of those?
I'm sure we've covered this before.
If you want to, go ahead. I'm just the humble DM.
With a hideous plan for the next person who brings this up.
Right, Dumas, you loaded a phosphorus round and readied an action to fire at...
Well, I don't know what's behind the door, so I can't really answer that. Yes. But I did say the words, breach.
So you're not ready in action, you're just preparing yourself to take an action.
I'm readying an action to fire at the first belligerent thing I see that isn't Dora.
Yes, fair enough. Okay, and Dora, I assume, is doing something similar but less eloquently.
Yes, shoot any wasp-like thing that comes through the door, except for the worker ones that are a little bit smaller, and she knows what the worker ones look like.
Yes, she does. They are quite distinctive. I guess Reboot is up. Are you opening the door?
Yeah, Reboot is going to open the door.
I can open the door if you prefer. I've still got 63 hit points left, so...
He's got the thing that if it spaces him, he's fine. We'll walk up the tunnel a little bit.
You know that you're in a planet.
Well, I don't... Where's that voice?
Okay, I'm going to draw my shotgun then, in that case, and use the key to open the door.
Okay, so you insert the key into the door. Very sort of satisfying motion, like it's almost sort of magnetically drawn in, but not too fast. It's like smooth. And then these three bolts slide over the top of where the key went in, and then the door lifts up.
I'm absolutely imagining it. It's like a claw shape with a moth, a bear, and an owl.
That is not what I thought of, but now that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
They're all wasp shaped.
Oh my god, if we open this door and it's just full of fucking wasps, then...
Not the bees! Bees! Not the bees!
All right, I'm just going to quickly take a few minutes to rewrite everything. You're hobbled, and you're covered in bees. Anyway, the door lifts up, and the chamber directly ahead of you is probably about 20 feet across. Basically, you're at the far edge and there's a corner that turns round. You can't see all the way into it, but it goes further to your right, the wall immediately to your left.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move over to the adjacent wall and use it as cover and then peek around the corner and see what's there.
Yeah, it's not a very long room either. It's probably about 50 feet long. And you can see there is a large, similar sort of glassy door with... Roll a perception check, actually.
15.
As you sweep your head round to have a glance round, the room is fairly featureless. The walls are the same sort of muddy red-brown rock you've seen throughout the colony, You can see there's four holes about the size of a clenched fist that are a few inches off the floor of the room. And you can also see there's a similar glassy looking door with a Zamaron soldier who has already got a weapon drawn, having seen the door open. It seems to be taking a defensive stance. Behind it, there's this door and there's a single button next to it.
Was it a glassy door or a classy door?
It's a little bit of both. It's a fancy door. You wouldn't find this door just in any Zamaron slum. This is a fancy door, but it's also sort of glassy.
Oh, okay.
Has the Zamaron spotted me?
It's not spotted you specifically, but it's aware that the door has opened and has its weapon drawn.
So it's about 50 feet away from me then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to duck back into cover and I'm going to get onto the comms and I'm going to say, I've spotted a sentry. I'm going to neutralise him.
Is it a centurion or a soldier?
Standard soldier.
Do you want me to move into place for a follow-up shot in case...
Can do.
He doesn't go down in one.
Let me know when you're in position.
Okay, so I'll stealthily move up just near the back wall, ready to stick my head out and cap him if Hood doesn't take him down.
I'll stay back here because reasons.
Okay.
I hope that's helpful. I'll watch the back. That's what I'm doing.
Thanks, Dora.
Ha. No worries. It's what a captain does.
Leads from the rear.
Leads from the rear and runs away if things go south. What? The comms are a bit crackly. I can't hear you.
Sounds like an officer to me. So yeah, once Dumas is in position, I'm going to switch to my micro cannon and I'm going to try and fire two shots at this soldier.
I will, if possible, ready an action to fire on him if he doesn't go down.
Okay.
First shot. Ooh, that's a critical. Nice.
Nice.
That's 22 damage with the first one.
Okay.
Second shot. 17. Does that hit?
That misses this one. So the first bullet strikes in and just punches a hole in the armor, and it is a big hole. The second, from your experience with these soldiers, it should do a little bit more damage than it did, but you see it sort of spark off one of the pauldrons of the armor that it's wearing. That's right. Zamaron armor has pauldrons, even though we're in the future.
Hey, everything goes in circles. They're coming back.
Yeah, it's more of a fashion statement than anything else.
Look at Warhammer. They got pauldrons for days.
Yeah, another Zamaron comes out and put him in a zoot suit.
Oh, God. I really want the Zamaron in the zoot suit now. Oh, next one you meet.
He's a classy pimp-ass Zamaron.
Zoot suit Zamaron.
Right.
A wide-brimmed trilby. And a cane. I'm getting the imperials mixed up. But you know what? Zamaron can do what they want. Dumas, you take your shot.
Okie dokie. As we're sort of popping out, if this hits, will I get sneak attack?
No, because it's not surprised.
Pretty typical, it says.
He doesn't know we're there. He's just a massive cynic, and he's always expecting something bad to happen.
Classic Gary on guard duty. Gets shot. God, I hate my life.
But it rains when I drive home as well to the hospital.
He knows that someone's there. Like, he was prepared for something, just not a heavy shot with a microcannon.
No one ever expects the microcannon.
No one expects to be shot with a microcannon. Like, I don't wake up in the morning thinking, oh, today's the day.
I do.
He sat there thinking, well, at least it wasn't a big cannon.
At least it wasn't a macro cannon.
Those macro cannons. 16.
That'll miss.
Oh.
Just clangs off of his...
pauldron.
His other pauldron. I actually said this one, it looks like it strikes and it goes a little way through. It just makes a gouge in what is kind of his skull.
Dumas is fine with that because it looks like he hit.
Yeah, you can see its head twitch back as that happened. And now I guess everyone roll initiative.
The waxy description of Zamarons is really disconcerting.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Like an evil baby bell.
That is exactly what it's like, an evil baby bell. Or a more evil baby bell. I don't trust them.
Ba 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 baby bell.
You know what I mean?
Esposito, brought to you by Fax and Baby Bell. Nothing goes better with a fax than a Baby Bell.
A classic British 19.
Brought to you by Fax and Baby Bell. You won't thank us in the morning.
No. Literally, none of your internal systems will thank us in the morning.
There's that biogel again.
Fax and Baby Bell for when you want to make your toilet scream.
So that was a 21 for Rebook and an 8 for the drone.
Dumas?
19.
Okay, HUD?
I got 19 too.
All right, who's got higher dex?
I'm plus 3.
Yeah, I'm plus 2.
Dora?
13.
13?
Not sure why I'm happy about that.
You shouldn't be. First up is the Zamorum, and it is going to use its action to turn around and hit the button behind it.
Ah, shit.
Then it's going to move to the left corner, so basically it's in a line with the door that you're entering in through. It's the best it can do for cover. There's no cover in this room, so it moves in a line and readies its rifle.
Oh, I mean, that's fine. I thought it was going to retreat.
I thought it was going to raise an alarm.
Yeah. Good job we didn't think of that. I mean, I guess it's a hive mind, so...
Wait, what was the button that he pressed?
Oh, God, it's a silent alarm.
I don't know. I don't know what the button does. Don't ask me, the guy that designed the button.
He was finishing up his order at the vending machine. He was getting a packet of Walker's Max Paprika.
Oh, God, I want Walker's Max Paprika.
Good
deal. No, I don't. That's a lie.
I want Walker's Min Paprika. Like minimum Paprika.
I think it's top five, right, in my opinion?
Oh, it's top five. It's a top five.
Oh, no. If you want a good paprika crisp, you go for Pringles Paprika every time.
Oh, incorrect.
They're not ridged.
Good standard, Aaron, by the way.
I can't remember the name of the brand. There's a crisp that you can get from the co-op, like Yak Tuan honey and something chili, and they're fucking delightful. That's the crisp you want.
Sounds pretty fucking pretentious to me.
The crisps you want are those mad little ones, like in those tiny packets that you get from like the Korean mini marts that just seem to pop up everywhere. There's no air in them, so you open up and you think they're going to be tiny and shit, but then they're like wall-to-wall crisps. And they're all like mental flavors, like fucking golden shrimp or angry pineapple or some shit. And they don't taste like anything like they describe, but they're fucking great.
Only the angriest of pineapples to make art.
Dun, 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 dun.
You want Manamursa, Serrano chili, Yucatan honey crisps. Like, they are just... Tom, no, I don't know why you've
I'm
never
looking
tried
at
them.
The picture, and I know what kind of crisp it is. It's a tortilla, isn't it? I'm not feeling a tortilla at the moment.
Everyone's shagging.
I'm going to guarantee that you're wrong right now, but let's not get sidetracked too far.
What are those ones, John? They sell at Majestic. They're like prosciutto flavour, and they're fucking delightful.
Sounds exactly the type of fucking crisps you'd get at Majestic. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Entirely. They're like £3 for a fucking bag.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Oh, no, it's a big bag, but... Oh, no.
I mean, this Chimera India Pale Lager is fucking dire.
Why? Paint me a word picture.
It tastes like sweaty feet.
Huh.
Like, I'm going to finish it because I've opened it. And I'm going to drink more of them because I have more of them. But I'm living that this is...
John, just don't drink the lagers.
Nah, that doesn't compute for me either. You have to drink them.
I don't understand what world you live in.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm really worried about you.
It's possible to drink that without tasting it. Like, you just swallow it fast enough, it's fine.
You're doing this for enjoyment. That shouldn't be your approach.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste money.
This looks like
my bag. Now I understand.
Right, anyway.
Those hairy potatoes on that image.
Oh, they are furry as, mate. And you know what? You can taste it. Those crisps, since 1969, patatas frittatas premium, totemonte fresco, fucking brilliant.
Right.
Oh no. It's my new favourite thing. proper belly laugh. Apologies for that.
Oh, God bless this visual medium. Right. So the Zamorana has taken its turn. Rebook, it's now your go.
Sweet. So it's moved within range of the door. So can I see where it is now?
From where you were stood, no. You would have to be where HUD is stood and where Dumas is stood to see it. Dumas would have to now move to see it.
Fair enough.
It's taken full advantage of a corner.
Okay, well, I'm going to move over to where HUD is and peek around from there.
Yeah, it's a little bit intimate, but I guess you can do that.
Does HUD seem fine with it?
I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I'm ambivalent.
That's all I need to know. Reboot proceeds.
It's still uncomfortable for everyone else watching, but...
So can you see the wasp from here? I feel like I'm using derogatory terms. Can you see the Zamorana from here?
Yeah, just call it what it is. You know what it's called. Yes, you can.
Excellent. I'm going to Hunter's Mark, which I think is still called Hunter's Mark.
Yes, it is still called Hunter's Mark.
So that's fine. It's not a breach of copyright. And take a shot with a cryo pistol.
I think if we were to be worried about copyright, first of all, it's Alligator Alley's issue. And also, the game's been in existence for nearly 2 years now. No one's bothered.
Yeah, true.
It's fine.
I mean, the last 6 months have been virus-y, so I don't know.
They don't have a trademark on Hunter's Mark.
No, they might. You don't know.
I might be wrong. I don't know. Wizards of the Coast, don't listen to this and tell us. We don't care. Yes, you can Hunter's Mark it and shoot it with your cryo pistol.
Okay. That's a 19 to hit.
That will hit it.
10 cryo damage.
Okay, take 10 cryo damage. Your bullet strikes fairly close to where HUD's left this gaping hole, and you can see the froth spreading out from the extra hole that you've made. And the limbs sort of stiffen up a little bit, but it is still there, in existence, not dead. Alive, as it were.
Okay, second attack. That's an 18.
Also hits.
14 damage. Again, cryo.
God damn, that's exactly what you needed. A second shot fires straight through, I'm going to say, into the sort of gouge in the waxy surface of its skull that Dumas had made, and hits that bullet and then explodes inwards with this cryo damage. And you just sort of see, this is a new feature that I'm adding to them because I really like the idea. Because of the slightly translucent nature of the waxy skull that the Zamorana has. So you can't like see the internals of its head, but you can see this cold damage sort of spreading through and sort of splitting and cracking bits, and like you can start to see the outer skull crack a little bit, and then it just explodes.
Serious brain freeze.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of brain freeze. Shit, son. That's eating a 5-gallon tub of Ben and Jerry's in 30 seconds. I don't know.
Much nicer way to go than what we've described here, but...
Yeah, it's like this was unpleasant for everyone. You all feel a little bit guilty and dirty.
That poor wasp.
I don't feel guilty.
But Dumas, you can claim a little bit of credit because that was partly down to the gouge you'd already made in its waxy skull.
That one counts as mine.
Wait, you missed. I hit it.
It still counts.
I don't... Okay. I lean over to Hurt and say, I feel like we need to throw him a bone after he killed Todd.
Oh, what, do I get a bone if I kill one of you guys? Ah, fine, fuck it, I don't care. Yes, Dumas, you did very well. We're all very proud. And then I look meaningfully at Rebook.
So, you've just killed the Zamorana, who successfully pressed a button. Nothing discernible has happened.
Has anyone got that space cantrip where you can work out what a device does?
Runs into the room. Oh, God, what did I miss? I just killed like 3 Zamorana out in the hall. Bloody hell, it was tough, but quite easy at the same time.
Dora, we can all hear what you were doing out there. You were just sat there quietly.
No, you couldn't. Oh, the comms are messing up again. Oh, you're right in front of me. what's going on?
The Zamron pressed a button before we killed it, and we're just trying to work out what it does.
Oh, never fear. I will use analyze device on this thing.
So, Dora, you analyze this button. And I guess the very basics of it is it activates something. That's naturally what a button does. Specifically, it opens the door behind the where the Zamorin was stood, the glassy door. But it requires the corridor door to be shut. And there is something about atmosphere within this space.
Is this not a suffocation corridor? I swear to God.
From what you can tell, it's not going to drain oxygen. It's going to pump something in via the four holes just off the floor that you'd seen before.
Yeah, some kind of poison gas would probably come in, I think.
Could I have a look at that environmental suit just for a second? Just wanted to check something.
The environmental pocket, you mean?
Ah, that.
Hud sort of pats himself down. Yeah, sorry, Dimas. I don't know where it is.
Pity.
Wait, what's going on?
Hold it one more time.
I'm going to point out it allows you to breathe normally in any atmosphere or within a vacuum. You automatically succeed on saving throws made against exposure to extreme heat or cold and take no damage from outer space exposure. That doesn't necessarily mean you don't breathe in anything else that's there.
I love that. You can breathe normally. It'll still kill you, but you can breathe normally.
To be fair, this might be an issue with the script of what the object does, but that to me doesn't suggest that you withstand anything particularly well.
So these holes, how wide are they in diameter?
They're about a fist, so...
Okay. So what Hud's going to do is he's going to walk over to the body of the Zamorin, and he's going to pop his wrist blade, and he's going to just chop some chunks off of its arm appendage things, and then it's going to stuff those into the holes.
Oh, God. Like, roll a strength check just to remove some bits.
Okay.
I'm just going full Rambo.
You got a waxy wasp. It's probably quite malleable.
Yeah. I got a 14.
Yeah, that's enough to cut four sizable chunks. Like they won't fill the hole perfectly.
I can keep cutting. I can just jam it up with body parts. Just.
Yeah, like, basically...
I've got no respect for these creatures as sentient
beings. I love the idea of like Zamorin CSI coming to the scene afterwards.
The sick bastard.
The sick son of a bitch. Who would do this?
Creating a perfect seal is not going to be easy.
No, it's not trying to make a perfect seal. It's just trying to kind of gum up the works. And just,
I mean,
just...
the whiskers alone are going to be very difficult to replicate. John, in my inventory, I do not know where it's come from, but I have got the word rebreather.
Gosh.
And it may be from... I've got it clear. It's the second thing in my inventory after backpack, so I've clearly had it for a fucking age.
Well, that suggests that it's part of your character's inventory.
It's in between backpack and flashlight, so I think I've had this for quite some time.
Is it in the scientist or explorer pack?
You do need to have the rebreather next to the flashlight. It's important.
Excuse me, chaps. I'll just be a couple of minutes.
Oh, Dimas, I've just plugged up all the holes.
It's all right. I've got one right here.
Press the button quickly. It's asphyxie time.
Did you say it's asphyxie time?
Excellent work.
I can assume what a rebreather does. It doesn't... Give me a minute. I'm looking at miscellaneous gear.
Oh, fun.
Miscellaneous?
Talk miscellaneous to me.
It's not in there.
Broom. Shoe. Fine grain.
Rebreather's not in there.
Well, where have I got a rebreather from?
To be fair, there's multiple equipment entries that don't like that are listed in the packs that don't correspond with like any equipment that's in the book.
probably in the Master Technician's Guide, which is not yet out. I am going to assume a rebreather will allow you to filter air.
But where have I got it from if it's not in the book?
Well, it's not in the Miscellaneous Guide. Let me check if it is in the Specialist Guide or like list of equipment that the Specialist has.
If I've just made this up and I've just decided I've got a rebreather, then feel free to tell me to fuck off.
I wish that was a thing, but I don't know where you... I mean, I guess where you could get the word from. I'm pretty sure they use it in episode one.
Well, no, it's a thing. That they are a thing. It's not... rebreather is not a word made up for this. A rebreather is, like, the name for, like, breathing apparatus. Like, scuba divers use rebreathers and stuff. They're definitely a thing. It's more just why I think I have one.
I'm going to assume it was in your starting equipment, if I'm perfectly honest. I'll allow you to have that. That makes sense. Jefferson had a portable sim unit, so he also had a set of fancy clothing that you wouldn't let him keep.
Well, that's because you left it on the ship.
Well, that's because I had no choice.
Well, if you went back and got it.
Didn't know that I was going to be on an exploding ship.
This is a very odd and pointless hill to die on for both of us.
You can have a rebreather, and I'll assume that it means that it recycles air and sort of filters it a little bit, so sure.
Okay, I'm going to carry on trying to figure out where I've got it.
You do that. I'm pretty sure it was... I actually don't know, because it's not an automated character sheet, is it?
No, I've literally typed that in at some point.
What equipment pack do you have?
It's not listed on any of them, I've just checked.
It's not listed on any of them. It's not listed anywhere. I don't know.
I genuinely don't believe you would make this up. So I feel like maybe I gave it to you at some point. I don't know where I would have given it to you or why.
Listeners, if you can find out where the... Eponymous Dumas has found his rebreather, then you will be in for a fabulous prize. Leave your comment on our Twitter feed, Instagram, Facebook, or I don't fucking know, whatever. But your prize will be...
Disappointing.
Yeah, that. There you go. One for the listeners.
Breathing filter. There we go.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, well, fuck you, listeners.
Maybe you bought...
You didn't act fast enough. We don't like your answers.
Did you buy a breathing filter from the shop?
I don't bloody ruddy know.
Where are you finding this?
That's that a miscellaneous gear, breathing filter.
It is indeed.
I don't have that.
Right, John... I think you should take it off me until I can prove otherwise.
I go from biosuit to Caltrops. I don't know where breathing filter is coming from.
The breathing filter is in the manual.
Maybe I'm looking at an old manual.
I can see it in the manual.
Yeah, I can see the list up, but I can't see a description of what it does.
No, there isn't one. It's just there in the list.
Oh, right.
Presumably they thought breathing filter was self-explanatory.
Oh, gosh, it costs 200. Where the fuck did you get this?
I really don't know, John. That's why I asked. I was hoping you could tell me very easily, but I think you should take it off.
I'm definitely trying to find where I would have put one in.
Maybe from the ship? When we were on the dwarf ship and we were like...
It must have been really near the beginning if you did.
No, it doesn't look like it's in anything that...
Should we just sit here for 16 hours while Tom Owen goes through the recordings?
I was going to say, once again, this is...
I think so.
I think you should take it off, John, because I have no idea.
Well, no, I'm disinclined to believe that you would just add that in.
Well, me too, but...
I'm going to accept that you have a rebreather, and it will do more or less what we want it to do. It will filter the air so that you can breathe normally in any environment.
It's a Corbin family heirloom. It's been in my family for hundreds of generations.
It wouldn't necessarily protect you from the vacuum of space, but it would protect you from any toxic elements in the air.
Excellent. Well, that's good.
But when I say it wouldn't necessarily protect you from the vacuum of space, I mean it wouldn't.
Necessarily.
No, it specifically wouldn't.
Not necessarily.
It anyway, let's say that you have that, because that's what I've said, and I am your god. Your wormhole alien, if you will. Your ancient, if you want. Your Promethean, if you will.
You've got a lot to answer for, John, and I'm coming for you.
John, well, I want to talk to you about 2020.
Let's maintain some social distancing, all right?
I want to talk to you about 1996, and if you're god, then you know why.
The best conspiracy theory that I've seen so far is that time travel exists and that 2020 is someone repeatedly trying to come back to the past and fix the future and fucking it up more every time.
That would make a lot of sense.
Happening, but they keep messing up. And the best evidence for this is the murder wasp in the US, because no one's concerned about them anymore. That's not an issue anymore. Where did they go? They fixed that. But what did they do wrong when they...
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Giant murder wasps.
I think they managed to correct that. They've corrected a thing. Anyway, so, yes, Dumas, you have a rebreather, and that's a thing. Hud, you are cramming body parts of a Zamaron into these holes.
No, how I do.
For a waxy-waxy seal.
Are you okay, mate? I don't know if you were traumatized earlier by the whole shooting the innocent workers who were just... Dora, I'm a commando. I improvise, I adapt, I overcome. I'm improvising, I am adapting, I am trying to overcome. Get out of the way. Can I see if he's going like a little bit mad?
As you're doing this, you've all entered into this room and the door shuts behind you. And the chamber does start filling with this gas, but you can just see Hud just cramming these body parts in, which is slowing the fill of this gas. It's quite a thick white gas that's pouring and pooling around your feet and starting to rise.
I was sort of hoping one of you tech heads might be able to kind of crack the door open while I was doing this, but hey.
Yeah, I mean, I can have a crack at that if it helps.
Have you still got one of those arms things? Because you might need one of those. Mandibles.
I can bypass that. If there's a computer involved, Dumas Korriban is your dwarf involved.
He said eloquently.
Or a shakes her head. You can do better. As Dumas says that, Hud reaches into his waistband and pulls out the Zamoran arm that he's carrying around with him, just sort of absentmindedly hands it to Dora, just sort of like, yeah, sure, whatever, get out of here, and then carries on stuffing the holes.
Hud and Dora, can you make intelligence or wisdom checks for me?
That is a 13 for me. My wisdom check is a 18.
There's something very familiar about this gas. The way it's pouring in, its odorless nature, like the sort of movement that it gives off, brings to mind when you were first heading towards Unenda, and there was a gas that poured in to the chamber whilst...
Wasn't that to acclimatise us or something? No, it was to take over us and mind control us. Oh, son of a bitch, they're going to try and mind control us, the bastards. Dumas, get that door open, man. I throw the arm at Dumas.
Dumas just sort of lifts his arms up in a faux parry and drops it.
You bat it away.
Yeah.
There is no panel to insert this arm into.
He gets a tissue out of his pocket and picks it up.
Guys, priorities, come on. Hud's still stuffing one of the holes.
Yeah, roll a, I guess, fucking hell, I don't, what's a stuffing hole roll?
I could tell you, but you won't like it.
I'm going to say it's straight dexterity. I was considering a sleight of hand, but that feels inappropriate.
Surely it's just like, it's not dexterity. If he's ramming it in there, that is just some serious strength.
Am I using dex or strength?
I'm going to let you decide. It's dex or strength, whichever one you feel is more appropriate to the way that you're doing this.
I'm proficient in strength, so I guess strength.
You should set a limb into a hole. You're not packing a suitcase.
In that case, I got a 23.
Yeah, okay. It will take you about... Roll a dexterity check as well.
That one is a 15.
Yeah, it will take you about 10 seconds to move between these four holes and just stuff them with Zamoran body parts.
Cool.
This gas is still pooling probably about 3 or 4 inches off the ground, and there's little bits of it seeping through. But you seem to have stopped the room filling with it.
Okay, Dumas, do that thing you do. And I step back away from the holes.
Can Dumas do that thing he does?
Describe to me the thing that Dumas does.
Well, we're trying to get it open, right, aren't we?
I mean, yeah.
What's my interface? Do I have a computer interface here at all?
A button. It's a touchscreen button, but it's a button.
Can I cast Analyze Device on the touchscreen?
Analyze Device has already been cast.
Okay.
Essentially, it activates a button that shuts one door, releases gas, opens another door.
Is there any way to get a console or command line up?
No, it doesn't seem to have any sort of interface beyond activate.
Is there anything he can pop off the side, like panels or anything?
Yeah, you could probably crack it open.
He's going to try and have a look in there and see if there's any way he can manipulate it just even slightly beyond its on-off function.
So do you want to roll a strength check to try and pop this panel off?
Can I help? Give him advantage? Or?
Yes. Also, you can sort of move over and pick up the wasp arm that you threw at him and wedge it in there and use it as a lever. I'll allow that.
So that will be a 19...
Yeah, you effectively pop off the panel that is covering this button. As you do that, the light above the door, I didn't describe the light before, but there was a sort of white light above the door, shifts to green, and the glassy door opens.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, you get the feeling that wasn't really anything to do with you, more to do with the fact that it was a time-triggered release. Gas releases, fills the room, door opens.
Run away!
Yeah, I'm with Dora on this one.
Through the next room.
I feel like staying in here is inviting trouble.
Okay.
Mate, should we drag what's left of that body of the Xamarin under the door just in case it closes again?
Yeah, good point. I'll do that. I grab the Xamarin body and use it as a doorstop.
Yeah, you drag his body into the centre of where this door shuts. And
stay classy.
Just let me reiterate, I do not consider these things people.
You step through this door, dragging this carcass of a Xamarin with an exploded head, depositing it in the middle of the doorway so that the door would have to crush it in order to shut.
Mm-hmm.
And you enter into a wide cavern. So the footprint of this room, from your perspective, is circular. The walls curve out and up and round into a neatly domed ceiling that's about 80 foot up. I'm still using my arms. I assume that you guys are enjoying my arm movements, but listeners, it means fuck all to you, and that's fine. I've described a dome. If you're struggling with that, then honestly, a lot of this other, the rest of the stuff that's going on is going to be hard for you to fathom.
I mean,
I don't know why I'm being so aggressive to you.
I'm very much enjoying your arms, John.
Dear listeners, John's having a very hard day.
Apparently so.
He doesn't have a giant can of drink. He's just been told some very upsetting news about Centre Parks, and he doesn't mean to take it out on you.
He's also very sensitive. I only apologize. About his arms.
I'm so sensitive about my arms.
You got lovely arms, John. Lovely arms.
Thanks. They're just covered in cyborg technology.
In skin. Skin and...
You've got badass robot arms that control your pancreas, so...
You're the first among us to become an android, and I'm very proud of you.
Aaron, you get advantage.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
You know what? I'm not even fucking joking about that. You get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Fluff my ego. So, looking around this room, you notice there are dozens of alcoves in the wall.
Well, not again.
Alcohol?
Alcoves.
Alcohol. Oh.
From where you're stood, they look to be about 10 feet deep and big enough to fit one or two humanoids in. They're varying height, sort of, you know, between 5 foot off the floor and the highest one being about 60 foot off the floor. The space itself is mostly empty. There are three stalagmites that loom from the cavern floor, about 25 foot in height, sort of curving inwards. They seem to be arranged almost equidistant from a metal platform raised 15 feet off the ground, in the center of which you can see a Xamarin figure. who looks different to others you've seen. This one is smaller, less bulky than the soldiers you've encountered, less bulky even than the workers that you've seen. The colouring on the exoskeleton is more vibrant than any workers you've seen. It appears to be working at some sort of computer. Its arms are delving into the clouded grey panels that you've seen, and the hologram above that panel shifts and changes, showing some star charts and occasionally a flicker of a creature that you can't quite make out. As the door behind you starts to shut and then sort of clunks into this corpse of a Zamorin soldier, Dora, Rebook, and Hud, you all hear a sound. You hear this voice. It doesn't sound like it's coming from anywhere in particular. It sounds like it's being whispered into your ear, and it just says, "It appears you have company."